Dr. Michael Beckstead from the School of Medicine at San Antonio's UT Health Science Center and the senior author of the research said they studied a set of neurons in the brain region that are involved in reward. He says chemical rewards also can be stimulated by using abuse substances.
It's been found that drugs of abuse such as ethanol and cocaine and opiates, the one thing they all have in common is they activate this particular type of neuron. It's called a dopamine neuron, and dopamine is the neurotransmitter that's involved in these reward-related processes.
Beckstead says the same pathways that make us feel good when we eat also could cause substance abuse problems. His study demonstrated that animals went for cocaine more readily when their food was restricted, because food that tastes good also stimulates dopamine.
That's exactly the problem, in fact, because what drugs of abuse do, like alcohol and cocaine, is they take over this pathway in your brain that's designed to make you enjoy food, and instead they make you enjoy the drug.
Currently, no pharmacological treatment exists for psychostimulant abuse of cocaine or amphetamines. Beckstead hopes the study is the first step in finding a treatment for substance abuse beyond detox and behavioral therapy. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.